brought to you by Penguin.
Mickey 7 by Edward Ashton. Read by John Pahala and Catherine Chin.
Chapter 1. This is gonna be my stupidest death ever. It's just past 2600, and I'm sprawled on my back on a rough stone floor in a darkness so black that I may as well be blind. My ocular wastes a long 5 seconds hunting for stray visible spectrum photons before finally giving up and flipping over to infrared. There's still not much to see, but at least I can make out the roof of the chamber above me, glowing now in a pale spectral gray, and the black ring of the ice-crusted opening that must have brought me here. Question: what the hell happened? The last few minutes of my memory are fragmentary, mostly unconnected images and snippets of sound. I remember Berto dropping me off at the head of the crevasse. I remember climbing down along a broken jumble of ice blocks. I remember walking. I remember looking up, seeing a boulder jutting out of the ice about 30 meters up the south wall. It looked a little like a monkey's head. I remember smiling. And then there was nothing under my left foot, and I was falling. Son of a bitch, I wasn't looking where I was going. I was staring up at that stupid monkey head rock, thinking about how I'd describe it to Nasha when I got back to the dome, and I stepped into a hole. Stupidest death ever. A shiver runs the length of my body. The cold was bad enough up top when I was moving. Down here, though, pressed against the bedrock, it's soaking into me, eating through the skin suit and the 2 layers of thermals, seeping down through hair and skin and muscle and all the way into my bones. I shiver again, and a sudden jolt of pain runs from my left wrist up to my shoulder. I look down. There's a bulge where there shouldn't be one, pressing against the fabric just at the point where my glove meets the sleeve of my outer thermal. I start to pull off the glove, thinking that maybe the cold will help keep the swelling down. But another jolt of pain stops that experiment almost before it started. Even just trying to make a fist, the pain ramps up from bad to blinding as soon as my fingers start to curl. Must have banged it on something during the fall. Broken? Maybe. Sprained? Definitely. Pain means I'm still alive, right? I sit up slowly, shake my head clear, and blink to a comm window. I'm too far out to pick up any of the colony repeaters, but Berto must still be close because I'm getting just a hint of a signal. Not enough for voice or video, but I can probably manage text. My eye flickers to the keyboard icon, and it expands to fill a quarter of my field of view.
Berto, you getting this?
Affirmative. Still alive, huh?
So far. I'm stuck, though.
No kidding. I saw what happened. You walked right into a hole.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Not a little hole, Mickey. A big one. What the hell, buddy?
I was looking at a rock. It looked like a monkey.
Stupidest death ever.
Yeah, well, only if I die, right? Speaking of which, any chance you're coming for me?
No.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Why not?
Well, mostly because I'm hovering 200 meters over the spot where you went down right now, and I'm still barely reading you. You're deep underground, my friend, and we are definitely in creeper territory. It would take a hell of an effort and a great deal of personal risk to get you back out, and I can't justify that kind of risk for an expendable, you know?
Oh.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?